I'm actually younger than my esteemed friends here today, Michael and Paris, but I do look a lot older than them. So unfortunately, I guess I have what some people call a chao lao face. As a communications professional, I started my career as a humble PR agency minion and have since gained valuable experience in the worlds of media and finance. I believe strongly in greater transparency and freedom of information laws and would like to see Singapore with greater press freedoms because I believe this is important in speaking truth to power and holding our institutions accountable. I want to guard against the risks of executive overreach through laws such as POFMA, and I'm also concerned about political advertising, especially when using public resources and social media influencers and partnerships to shape certain political narratives. And finally, as a young Singaporean myself, I feel the weight of pessimism that many in my generation carry. They feel left behind, that they will struggle to get good jobs or homes. And beneath it all, the deeper question is, can they build better lives for themselves than their parents did? I hope to fight hard for them and their aspirations in this campaign, and I believe we can give them hope again for a better Singapore.
I stepped down from the US Navy to step up for the Workers' Party. There are many opposition parties, but why Workers' Party? I wanted to be part of a dynamic team who work tirelessly for Singaporeans, and the Workers' Party team asks questions fearlessly in Parliament. I am proud to be part of the Workers' Party. If elected, I would advocate for ex-offenders to have better job opportunities and also for social stigma on them to be removed. Secondly, I would like to focus on our students. The emphasis is on working adults for work-life balance, but I would like to advocate for student-life balance. I am a volunteer with the Singapore Police Force, the Singapore Prison Service, and also the Institute of Mental Health. I've met people from all walks of life, and I'm able to easily interact with them and know their concerns. This will be my contribution to the team if elected.
This is my guiding light. This is my North Star. I believe in a stronger political foundation which will help shape the way in which we confront problems that will face us and problems that are very dear to my heart, like how we empower our youth. I believe that we must help young Singaporeans find ways to get their footing a little bit earlier in life through access to their own flats, be it through BTOs or expanding rental options for them. This is kind of the aspirations of many in my generation, and it's how where policy needs to meet them and ensure that policy ensures that it meets their aspirations. It will also help support how we, it will also help shape how we support our children who may be struggling in the education system. It will allow us to take a fresh look at reducing class sizes and also take a sober perspective on whether the pervasiveness of tuition in Singapore has the potential of disguising some real gaps in the education system, gaps which those who don't have access to tuition will be placed in a very severe disadvantage without it. It will also help us keep a pulse on whether we're adequately supporting the economically vulnerable, ensuring that we are creating that, you know, famed trampoline that we talk about, that folks can really come back after a setback. The unemployment insurance scheme that has just been put in place is one potential way we can achieve that.